ba 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 ba.
The Tommy Schnurmacher Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
We're talking about the United States, the possibility of it bombing Iran. Our guest, Dr. Stephen Sadman, he's associate professor with the Department of Political Science at McGill University, Canada Research Chair in International Security and Ethnic Conflict. Your questions, 514-790-0991. You said that any attack on Iran would not be a ground invasion, would be a bombing attack. The cost would be the fuel and the bombs. What would the political cost be? What would the political aftermath of that look like?
Well, it would antagonize more countries in the region, although Iran does not have everybody else's full support. As I said, Iran has other policy options on its shelf, so that way it could engage in things that undermine American interests around the world, particularly in the form of terrorism. Actually, what's interesting with the statement by France suggests that Europe may be coming around, making this look less like a unilateral American effort and more like a cooperative effort, which would reduce the political cost for this. Domestically, there's no pause to be paid for the Bush administration. They're running out the clock right now. They only have a year or so left, or 2 years left in office, more or less. And so there's no cost to be paid domestically. It'll put the Democrats in a bit of a box. But on the other hand, what will if their bombs dropped, the bombs will be dropped, and you're not going to see much change. And so the longer term, I don't think it will pay off for Bush or the Republican Party.
What would happen to the general public if that were to happen as far as oil prices were concerned?
There you go. Oil prices. My guess is that if there's more conflict with Iran, then oil prices will go up. Either Iran will cut production or it will just create uncertainty in the markets, and that will cause oil prices to go up. The good news for Canadians right now is that oil is denominated in dollars, which means that as the American dollar plummets and the Canadian dollar goes up, that's one reason why our oil prices have remained relatively good. But if there's a crisis in the Middle East, it'll spike oil prices.
514-790-0991. Your questions for our guest, Dr. Stephen Sadman, a poli-sci professor at McGill University. Stuart's on the line calling us from TMR. Stuart?
There are other aspects of this. How reliable will be the intelligence for the bombing raids? Also, so long as U.S. troops are in Iraq and Afghanistan, they're sitting ducks. And Iran has cooperated with the U.S. in the invasion of Afghanistan. What is the effect on the war on terrorism? The speaker mentioned the increase in world terrorism. Well, that has to be also factored into the situation. What about the effects on the Chinese economy, the Indian economy, and the Asian economy in general, and the world economy?
Well, those are a lot of questions, and we're going to have a longer answer for you. We'll take more questions as well.